Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. 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 Impermeable. Unbothered. Impermeable. Unbothered. I'm the people's champ. Obama. And you don't understand. Melania. Permeable. Unbothered. Sick. Allergic to the con artist. Fake world. An imposter. Only real ones up in my roster. Like Junior C. That's my
Hello, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
What a Tuesday it is. So much
back
going
at
on.
It again.
A lot going on. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. How's it going for you? How's this lovely October treating you?
Just trying to enjoy the last bit of nice weather before it starts snowing.
Hey, It doesn't usually, it's not usually nice this around this time, so I guess we're doing good. We're doing all right.
Oh, this is the calm before the storm. I feel like it's going to be cold winter.
Right. Let's not even put that out in the universe.
We got to be realistic.
Well, we can hope. You know, you can put it out in the universe.
I know. Yeah,
for what you put out in the universe.
I need it to be warm.
So,
I need to be
like
back to
be,
80.
Yeah,
actually, I'll deal with 75.
I like it to be nice when I'm at the beach, or like I don't need it to be nice all the time. I love fall. Besides the fact that my birthday's in fall, my birthday was last Saturday.
Boo!
It was 7th, past
Boo! Libra season. Oh, Lord. Everybody move out the way.
Yeah,
don't give them decisions.
Coming from a Pisces.
Oh, we're the best. Pisces is the best. Come on now. We get along with everybody.
Yeah, right. Oh, look at the Scorpio.
We get along with,
on the line.
We get along with everybody that we get along with.
But apparently I'm a one-of-a-kind Libra. I thought that Libras were, like, a really, like, loved sign and that we were, like, really, I think I might be one-of-a-kind because the stories that people tell about Libras, I don't know.
Your girl is a Libra.
Really
cool. Cardi. Cardi's birthday, I
Cardi
think it's today or yesterday.
Yeah. I thought it was the 14th. I feel like, is it the 14th?
Oh,
Drake,
I saw her birthday
Drake
celebration.
Yeah, I thought it was the 14th. Drake's son's birthday.
Drake's
Scorpio. Yeah, Drake is a Scorpio. I thought he was a Libra. I don't know, but it's Lil Wayne that's a Libra. But I thought Drake and mommy have the same birthday.
Oh, my God. It's like everybody clusters around the same birthday.
Right. I thought that, it's a little Toonchi that it's Toonchi that's a Libra. I thought it was Drake.
Yeah.
Drake is a Scorpio. And he has an album called Scorpion, so. Mommy, did you know that?
Yeah, that's why I was the one who just said he's a Scorpio before you said that.
No, I know. I said, did you know that he has an album called Albium?
Oh,
I just wanted to get that whole sentence out at one time.
That's funny.
I'm leaving now. Goodbye. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Oh, Daddy, you got to tell the stories. I always enjoy stories that you tell of the holidays. It's called Indigenous Day now. AKA known as Cristobal Colón Day. Daddy, you want to tell a story? Tell a story for the people.
Well,
Well, you know what was interesting is I did an interview yesterday, and I told the story I'm about to say now, and people called in and said they were shocked. Well, first of all, if I can start, because you know you said to tell the story, so I'm going to tell the story now. But, you know, with this critical race theory concept, everybody's saying, we don't want you to teach our children the critical race theory. Well, you know, these are very, very, if I may say one more time, very ignorant.
Say it another time. Very, 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 very.
Very. You know,
ignant.
Words cannot.
Ignant.
You know, words sometimes cannot express certain things. But, you know, to understand, first of all, critical race theory isn't taught in schools, so to speak. It is a legal concept developed a number of decades ago by people like Derrick Bell, and there's others also, brothers and sisters involved, who are lawyers. And they felt that with the coming of all of this information, it was important that the legal system studies the legality of race and what race has done. A lot of things came out of that study. A lot of things came out of that study. One of the things that came out was the fact that in stealing the land from Native Americans and enslaving African people, America, just America, even the 13 colonies, but America as it has developed to this day, has lost trillions of dollars in business. Just the enslavement of Africans and the stealing of the land has cost the country trillions. And I'm not even talking about one or two trillion. I'm talking upwards of what we would today consider to be possibly $50 trillion.
Mm. Wow.
But the trade-off, the trade-off that was made for losing that money was the dominance of the white culture.
Mm. Mm.
They would rather have lost all that money than to allow indigenous and African people to be equal to them.
Oh, absolutely.
Think about that now. Think of
that
concept and then look at what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can understand. But the story that I told yesterday, his name was Cristobal Colón. He was a Spaniard. The concept of Cristobal Colón, when they wanted to make him a figure of Italy, they Italianized his name from Cristobal Colón to Cristoforo Colombo.
Mm.
They just changed his name. It's just phenomenal when someone tells a lie, a perfect lie, the truth is unbelievable. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Be that as it may. They then anglicized it to be Christopher Columbus. The first time Christopher Columbus was ever truly honored was in 1946. It was the first time they ever had a Christopher Columbus parade. And the reason why they had that was because during World War II, the Italian-American community worked with the undercover agents of America to overturn fascist Italy. And in thanking the Italian community for their participation, they Italianized Christopher Columbus and they started a parade. If you know, see,
that's
your generation.
Crazy, but how do you change a person's whole entire, I guess it would be considered race? Or culture?
Well,
or
culture.
Like, how did he go
culture.
From Spain? How did he go from being from Spain, now he's Italian?
But here's the other part of the story. Because as fantastic as that seems, the other piece that people don't talk about is that, as you know, Cristobal Colón made four voyages to this part of the world. We already know that he was coming to this part of the world off of the coast of West Africa, particularly Guinea, with Africans that were these lowly Europeans to America. That's how Cristobal Colon found out about America. He was
traveling
with black people.
Mm-hmm.
But not just that. One of the ships, you know, the Nina Pinta Santa Maria, one of them was owned and operated by African twin brothers, the Pinzon brothers. P-I-N-Z-O-N. Okay? Black people came to America with him in those voyages.
But
hold on.
That's the problem. That's
the
problem.
The story don't end there.
Because black people, this is a constant theme. Black people are helping out other races, you know, mainly white people. And then white people take the credit for it.
And also they then enslave Africans so they can't tell the truth.
Make sense. And then they created the patent so that they, you know, they could take it. They could take whatever they want from you, claim it as theirs, and then sue you when you try to use your own information, name.
That's right.
You know, your own invention.
That's right. But you see, this helps you understand what's going on today.
That's so crazy. And it's like a theme.
Now,
this is time and time again.
Absolutely. But the story don't end there. He made four voyages. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Columbus. He was married to Portuguese royalty. The only reason why he started dealing with Spain was because Spain was the ones that were able to conquer the Moors, and they were able to start what's called the Inquisition. And they were able to steal everything that the Moors had developed. So Columbus, being the greedy liar that he was, he decided that he was going to go where the money was. And that's when he started talking to Isabella and Ferdinand of Castile and Aragon of Spain. But hold on. On his first voyage, when he comes back from this part of the world, he stops off in a place called Paraiso, which is in Portugal. The Spanish, when he finally gets to Spain, the Spanish ask him, hey, why'd you go to Portugal? He said, well, there was a storm to the coast of Portugal. Now, the Spaniards, they did their research. They found out there was no storm there. So why did he go? Because he was married to Portuguese royalty, and what he wanted to do was to report to the Portuguese what he found. So that they would have a leg up on what he was about to tell Spain. But hold on, it don't end there. Because that is why when you look at what's called the Treaty of Tordesillas, which is the treaty that the Pope divided the world in half and gave the eastern part to Portugal and gave the western part to Spain. But because of what Columbus did, the Treaty of Tordesillas, the line of demarcation was extended more to the west. And that's why Brazil, that's Portuguese, is so big. Because in his undercoverness, Columbus let them know, push it. And Amerigo Vespucci helped him do it, who was Portuguese, by the way. Okay, but hold on. The story don't end there. Okay, okay, they say, it was a storm, and you went to Paraiso, which is where the royalty was of Portugal. Okay, we'll go with that. So he goes on a second voyage. He goes on the third voyage. By the fourth voyage, the Spaniards said, now we've had enough of this criminal. So they send out a military force. They get to his ship and they arrest Christopher Columbus, put him in the bowels of the ship, bring him back to Spain, try him for treason, find him guilty, and put him in jail. Put him in jail. This is the man that we honor today, his birthday today. This is what all this parade is about. But his son, Diego Colón, now you got to ask yourself, if his name is Christopher Columbus, why is his son's name Diego Colón? Because his name is Colón. It's Cristobal Colón. But hold on. They say to him, Diego says to the Spanish crown, look, you know, let my father go. He's done so much, you know, after all, you know, you got all the land and you're over there and, you know, let my father. They say, no, we ain't going to let. They say, but, you know, so they negotiate. And finally, Diego gets his father to be released. But they say to Diego, They say, but whatever you do, you got to get him up out of this country. I don't even want to look at him. He's a traitor.
Traitor.
So do you know where he's buried? Do you know where Cristobal Colon's body is buried?
Mm.
It's in the Dominican Republic.
What?
Get the hell out of here.
What? How?
People were
How
shocked when
what?
I... Well, you sound a little shocked yourself.
What? I didn't know.
Why? Who, what, where, when, why? I'm confused. Why is he in DR?
Because that was the only place that would accept him.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
And because of what he did, he had inroads. Because remember, the combined islands of Haiti and República Dominicana, or the Dominican Republic, in the ancient, in, during this time was called Santo Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And this was the major island where the indigenous people, Quisqueya, which it was called, this is where the Taino were able to develop a relationship, and that is where, and now Spain, because Columbus is so popular, listen, up until around the beginning, the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, like around 1890s, Christopher Columbus's name was synonymous with Benedict Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the name Benedict Arnold, the first thing you think of is traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, when did it become a holiday? When did it become what they
called school? In 1946.
That's so recent.
No, because you know, we need to understand who we're dealing with, because when you look at what's going on now today with how they're conducting themselves, you cannot go down that rabbit hole because they are cray-cray.
But it just makes no sense at all. Like, it's like you're sort of making up this story about this person, even though years and years and years before he was a traitor. He was known as a traitor. He wasn't even able to be buried where he was born. They had to change his name. They had to change his whole, you know, persona. But yet, when you look at him, he's forever going to be, you know, looked at like a certain, like godlike, or a certain, like, you know, like something's given to him that he doesn't deserve.
Well, it's changing now. The fact that I instituted
Day on my calendar. It's Indigenous Day.
You know, years ago, I instituted a celebration around the Misgiving holiday. Some people call it Thanksgiving. I call it Misgiving. But I call it Olmec Day. And the symbol of Olmec Day was the Olmec stone head atop the temple and pyramid at Palenque. That was the symbol of Olmec Day. And, you know, the point that I'm trying to make more than anything else is the people that we're dealing with, I'm going to use the concept of people who would wish to oppress you as opposed to giving it white or black or this or that, because we got to move beyond those types of designations as we move through, because we're beginning to understand that we got some skin folk that ain't kin folk.
Mm. Huh.
And so we got to identify that, understand it, and deal with it from a perspective that we can clearly, analytically, because I did this one time, and there was a teacher in the audience of Italian descent, and she pitched a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And what I simply did was that I took out a book, The Diary of Columbus, and I went to the page. I'm telling the folk out here, don't believe what I'm telling you. Say, that brother Cobb are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But what book did he cite that said that the information is there? Okay, yeah. The Life of Columbus by John Boyd Satcher. 3-volume set. I had that set, and I had The Diary of Christopher Columbus. Somebody went into my room and stole it.
Mm.
Because, and I think I know who it was, but I'm not going to blame nobody. But the bottom line was they understood that I had evidence
mm.
that would show that he's not who he pretends to be. This country is not what it pretends to be.
Mm.
And what I say to people is don't go down a rabbit hole. Because if you go down a rabbit hole, like you said, Condi K, you said this don't make no sense. No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you can't go down there. Because if you go down there and you try to make sense out of nonsense, you're going to get you're going to go down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to come to the realization that the peoples that we today call Indo-European, and I'm including Chinese too, not all of them. But when you take Buddha, a short, squat man sitting in the lotus position with a bald head, and he is of a European or Indo-European complexion or pigmentation, and you know that the original Buddha was black and had Afro bumps up on his head, and he was slender and he was a vegetarian, then you come to understand that there is no place where people
That's
give
crazy.
Credit where credit is due.
That's so crazy.
Everybody steals the black thing and put their name on it.
I mean, look at Jesus. Didn't Jesus have hair like wool?
That's what St. James says.
Hmm.
But I got one better, because I did an interview one time and people asked me if I thought Jesus was black. And I said, I don't think Jesus existed.
Mm.
So I don't care if he's black or white.
You can't say that now.
No, I did. And that shut the listen, you don't speak truth to power. You speak truth to truth. Because if the power is truthful, you don't have to talk to it because power already know the truth.
Mm.
So what you're doing is you're speaking truth to liars. People who are insecure, suffer from inferiority, are very fragile about their personhood, don't really know who they are, but one thing they know their time is up. And they're going to do everything they possibly can to hang on for as long as they can. And if I was them, my mama, your grandma, used to always say, Skip, you got a big mouth. But if you want to defeat your enemy, you got to think like your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to defeat the person who's trying to oppress you, you got to think like them. And if I were them, thinking like them, knowing what I know about them, I'd do the same thing. I wouldn't let you know who you are. Why am I going to give you the power to get yourself out of the position that I'm trying to keep you in?
Yep. It's the same reason that they overwork, you know, the staff that are, like, in the front lines and stuff like that, because if they had time to work on their own businesses, they would realize that they don't have to work under somebody else because they can have their own business, because they're basically running their own business while the higher-ups are just overlooking. But if they don't work them hard enough, if they don't give them all these hours, then they'll have time to work on themselves, and they'll have time to do what is being done right now with the PPP assistant loans and how, you know, they got the surplus of jobs available, because a lot of people said they took this time during the pandemic and they created their own businesses, and now they're not working at McDonald's. They're not working at clothing stores. They're not working at places that are going to run them down and not allow them to reach their potential.
Hey, and I understand. I understand exactly what happened, and I understand exactly what they were afraid of, because you're absolutely correct. This pandemic hit, everybody went inside themselves, began the search.
Mm-hmm.
It gave them time to search.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that extra little bit of money on employment benefits, that sort of put people in a position where they were making more money like that than they were when they were working.
Yeah, and then they even gave out loans to help businesses.
Yes.
That ended up being a disaster. I just saw something when they were saying that allegedly, I don't know if it's allegedly or not, but Joel Osteen, his megachurch had to give back $4.4 million in PPP loans. So...
The fact that they took out $4.4 million in loans, that's a lot.
But, you know, they pulled your boy in the beginning, Joel Osteen also refused to open the doors of the church to people who were in need. He got in a lot of trouble in the beginning of the pandemic.
The nerve.
You know, but, you know, but,
like.
But this is where we are, family. And this is why
what
I
kind
say
of God, but what kind of God does he listen to? Like, he's supposed to be speaking through, God is supposed to be speaking through him. That's not a God that
no.
I would want to follow one like him.
Mm.
Yep, that's exactly what they said when they went into Africa. That's the same thing they said when they went into Africa. Same thing they said when they went into every other place and tried to turn people into Christians. And if you didn't, they burned you at the stake. It reminds me of the story of the cacique. The cacique is like a leader. It's like one of the leaders in the Caribbean of the Taino people. And because of his influence over his people, the Spaniards condemned him to death and that he was to be burned at the stake for worshiping the devil.
Oh,
and the priest who was officiating at burning him at the stake said to him, all you have to do is to tell the conquistadores that you will be Christian and your life will be saved. And the cacique said to the priest, if I should do that, and if I should die and go to heaven, will the conquistadores be in heaven too? And the priest said, but of course, because they're Christian. And the cacique said, then I have a better chance in hell. He would rather have gone to hell than to go to heaven and be with the conquistadores.
That speaks volumes.
Listen, but if you see a lot of these people, and it's not any offense to any Christian people, because I know there's people that are genuinely from the heart Christian, but if you see, like, Donald Trump is a Christian. Like the KKK is a Christian organization. Like, and not
but there's a there's
not
a lot of
put in the same thing, but
there's a lot of judgment that comes from that because they want you to be exactly how the Bible tells you that you should be, and if you're anything other than that, then that's a sin, and you know you shall be casted out.
Yeah, the Bible that was written by people, by other human beings, and as we're learning in this day and age, humans are very, very fragile. Which is
very
one of the things that we'll be talking about today.
I mean, humans
today.
Are human. Like Daddy said,
human,
if I were them, I would do it too. Why would I not put myself as, you know, this person that is, should be worshipped and appreciated? Why would I not want that, you know, considering, like, that's an ego boost. Makes me feel good.
Yeah, but it's just the same shame that so many of us follow it blindly. Like, we just follow, we hear something, and we follow it blindly. We have no idea what's actually going on. We just listen to what other people think, and then if you don't think the way they think, then you are canceled. Like, girl, bye.
You know,
you
know, as we move through this process, as we go through these next couple of years, we have to really consider, you know, exactly what it is that we're going to do. You know, and they're not important to me anymore. They never really were important, but I spent a lot of time thinking. But then I began to realize that means nothing if we're not getting ourselves together.
Exactly.
And so we've
got
to make this happen. We have to start doing something and stop talking about it. And what I'm looking at as we move through this process is just so interesting what is happening to the human family and to the world around us. There is so much evidence. There is a preponderance of overwhelming evidence of the makeup, the psychological makeup of the Indo-European. And it's important for us all to understand what we're facing. You know, we're all worried about China. Don't worry about China. China is in very serious trouble right now. China is in trouble because of Taiwan, But most importantly, China is in trouble because of how they treated their women for centuries.
Mm.
And now they're literally trying to pay people to have children in China. China
wow.
doesn't have the population that everybody said the most populous place in the world. Nobody knows that. That was just a cover. Nobody can say that. They can't even get the count right in the Bronx. How are you going to tell me who in China?
Mm.
You can't even get the census right amongst yourself. How are you going to tell people how many people are in China compared to how many people are in Africa? You've been to the Ituri Forest in the central part of Africa, in Congo, and counted how many people are there?
Okay.
And now you're going to come tell me some nonsense?
Who said it? Who said it? That's crazy.
Hey, fam. Your generation, you know, your generation, and again, I go back to my generation and the obligation and the responsibility that my generation and those that are older than me and those that are a little younger than me, but I'm talking about the ones who have now moved into an area, some are retired, you know, some are doing their thing. We have a responsibility to your generation to ensure that we tell you the truth and that we allow you to think about the truth from your perspective. Stop trying to force my way of thinking on the generations that are younger. Give the information.
But we're not allowed to think for ourselves. And that's like, I've been going through it for days because I'm not allowed to have my own brain. Like, we're not allowed to think for ourselves. Everybody has to think exactly the same. We're not allowed to think for ourselves. And that's how this society works right now. You do not think like the mob mentality. You are wrong, and you are not black enough, and you are not gay enough, and you are not woman enough, and you are not, like, come on. Like, I have my own brain. I've been getting attacked
for
days.
But people are scared now.
I've been getting attacked for a very long time. Scared of what? Scared of looking at themselves and scared of...
No. I'm saying because there's so much cancel culture out there, people are scared now to voice how they feel. And, you know, we could talk about Dave Chappelle as the prime example that's happening right now, where he's just like... No, but he was just like, this is who I am. And what's his name? Oh, the comedian. Damon Wayans was like, he is the person who freed the slaves. Because in a sense, comedians, their job is to push the envelope. Their job is to, you know, be the voice, be as ridiculous as they can to get their point across.
Because we need that.
It's like a comic relief of situations. And, and he was just like, you know, but then he himself couldn't even talk about the topic of how he felt about what was discussed. He just talked about, in general, the fact that Dave Chappelle, with this latest special, you know, allowed people to feel more comfortable or feel like they can come out and say certain things. And, you know, it's funny because I saw the special in person when was it? Over the summer. I think it was like June.
I saw it before.
It was the same. I saw it in person, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, crap, they are going to crucify him for this. Because it's just like he says what he wants to say, what he wants to say, without feeling like he's going to get in trouble for saying it. And he voices his opinion. It's his opinion. But what he says is never a negative thing. I've never heard him say anything negative about any community that he has discussed.
Right.
He's just made jokes, you know, about certain stigmas that are associated and certain situations that may occur.
I want to say something to what you just said. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to say something to what you just said, because that is the reason why everybody is so triggered. People do not want to take the time to look inside themselves and fix the things that hurt them. So when they see somebody else tell them something that hurts them because they're not willing to fix it, that's what upsets them. Like, for me, you know, there's certain conversations, you know, the things that hurt my feelings are the things that I know are true about myself and I have not done anything about it. If it's like a hiccup
yeah.
and a holler, if you're not talking to me, like even and
you can't
I have
take
to
offense.
Look at everything that he said, but even the stuff that the baby said like nasty gay N-word. If you are not a nasty gay N-word, he's not talking to you. The things
yeah.
that Dave Chappelle, like for me, I really first of all, like yesterday I got blocked by somebody because I had an opinion on Dave Chappelle. They felt the need to come into my direct message and have an opinion on something that I said. And when they had no comeback for me, they said I wasn't.
Oh,
I was fake gay and blocked me and didn't respond.
What?
I was like, wait, who's
how
fake
is that
gay?
Even
who's
possible?
Like, I've had some very interesting conversations, but it's crazy to me because the things that are said, if you are confident and you know you're the shit and you're confident in yourself, you are not going to be offended by the things. There's a lot of things that he said that could have offended me, like, but I'm confident in who I am, so it didn't offend me. And that's why one of the people that I respect, if nobody has ever watched anything that Flame Monroe has done, Flame Monroe is the shit. Excuse my language. But Flame Monroe has also, Flame Monroe is a very interesting individual, has a lot of different body parts, some real, some not, has children, but the personality, like this individual, he, she, we is the concept that they have conformed for themselves. They're he, she, and we, and everything in between. And they get crucified by the LGBT community all the time because they're not willing to believe in my mentality. You can be a marginalized bully. Like, you can be part of a marginalized group and be a bully. I don't want to ruin the day, but if you didn't see, and the person that blocked me did not watch the special at all. Like,
of course
nothing.
They didn't
watch the special,
of
but blocked me because
not.
They didn't like my. Like you didn't. If I was by myself when I was listening to the story about Daphne, I would have cried. Like that was heartbreaking, and it was evident that he was. But the thing about it, the people that know him know he's down for them. It's the people that are watching him and are self-conscious within themselves and fragile and broken. Because my community is broken. Black people are broken. The LGBT community is broken. The transgender, lesbian, gay, bisexual, the community is real broken. Just like it's like walking on eggshells. But and the girl that was talking to me yesterday, she said the LGBT community is sensitive for good reason. But sensitivity does not equal progress. Like, being sensitive will not get you anywhere. You're not – if you listen to somebody explain something factual and you get offended by it because it hurts your feelings, come on. That's ridiculous.
Well, also, own up to
exactly.
the hurting of the feelings because
exactly.
that's
exactly.
what we get so caught up in. Our anger, our like, what presents as anger is really hurt and what presents us so many
exactly.
different things. We don't even people don't even understand why they're feeling the way that they're feeling. They just feel
exactly.
it. And it's like, you got to
exactly.
take that time to really feel, why does this hurt me? This hurts me because
right.
X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Go to therapy. Go to dig deep inside
write
of yourself because there's nothing out there that can offend me. Anybody can say anything about me. But I already know
exactly.
it's not the truth, so why would I even
exactly.
give it the time of day? Like, it makes
exactly.
no
you
sense.
Should,
like,
your feelings are hurt because they're hurt.
Yeah.
You shouldn't let Dave Chappelle hurt your feelings. Your feelings are hurt because
exactly.
you are not taking the time to be better within yourself. Like, black people, we want to complain about all the shit that white people say about us and the way that they judge us. But we're still not willing to do something about it. We're
mm-hmm.
in a lot of pain. And what's happening
yeah.
now, and what's really disturbing, is that there's white allies for racism. They're not white allies because they actually believe that things should be better. They're white allies because they're guilty, because they know that they're part of a system that allows them to have privilege and they feel guilty. It's not because they actually want to do something. It's their guilt that's doing it. So now black straight people are coming out saying all this shit about Dave Chappelle because they feel guilty. One of the real things Dave Chappelle said on that thing was that he said that as a black person, he's jealous of the gay community because the gay community is making many more strides than the black community. Like, hey, how y'all did that? The reason why the LGBT community is making strides as opposed to black people is because there are white LGBTQIABCDEFG people in the LGBT community. That's the reason why, because this society, whether we like it or not, this society is built on that. Like, our history is built on it. But we are, everybody, and that's why I had an issue with Biden. That's why, as much as I hated Donald Trump, I had an issue with Biden, because Biden put the wool right back over everything. Now we're all just bird box again. Like, we have no idea what's going on around us. We have that mask on. We're trying to get from A to B without seeing what's going on. Oh, shit, that's what Bird Box is about.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
I just figured out the movie. We don't want to actually know what's going on, but we want to complain about it and cancel people.
Ignorance
we
is
need
bliss.
To cancel, like Daddy says, what are you saying? That's the only enemy that's inside your head. We need to cancel that's who we need to cancel. We don't need to cancel Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle walks away with $50 million. We don't need to cancel Dave Chappelle.
But
Dave Chappelle,
the funny part is Dave Chappelle is not being canceled. People are still supporting it. Still number one on Netflix. It knocked out that Squid Game show. And it's like, come on, because people understand that we have to stop this cancel culture. Everybody's going to cancel themselves out. That's how bad it's going to be.
Right.
Like, nobody.
Like, well, you're going to cancel.
But nobody is without fault. If you say that you are without fault, you're a liar.
Exactly.
There is nobody out there that is 100% perfect, that has done everything 100%, that has not said something stupid in their past, or will not say something stupid in their future, that ignorant, that may change, but you don't realize in the moment how stupid it may sound or how stupid it may be. And it's like, that's how you learn. That's how you grow. It's by making mistakes.
That's
like,
one of the things that I said.
Perfect.
And that's one of the things that I said to the girl. I said, so what you're telling, I said, the black community is very deeply rooted in homophobia. That is something that is taught, like, boys can't wear pink because of homophobia. Like, black people are taught from birth that certain things are wrong. So if you live your whole life that way and you get older and you meet different people and it's like, oh, shit, it's not as bad as my parents told me it was.
But it's just a
and
color.
Then you
like, they're making it, for example, pink.
No, listen, wait. I'm not talking about the pink. I'm talking about homophobia in the black community.
I'm just saying
that it's bad.
Yeah, but people are making it bigger than it is. And it's
what I'm saying. But my point, people, if you grow up and you think that something is so terrible, and then you get older and you're willing to make changes, like Dave Chappelle might have said really, really reckless stuff as he grew up in this culture of black homophobia or homophobia in the black community. He grew up a certain way, and then he met people, and he's like, oh, shit, this is not what I learned. So he doesn't have a right to grow because he said things previously. Like, everybody should be afforded the right to grow throughout their life. One of the things that I always love that Charlamagne said is that they wouldn't allow Malcolm X, this society wouldn't allow Malcolm X to become Malcolm Little. And I said they wouldn't have allowed Detroit Red to become Malcolm X. Like, and that's the, like, he would not, he would have been, Malcolm X would have been canceled. Wasn't he with white women? He would have been canceled by the black community. They would have canceled
him.
In this society?
But my thing is, like, I feel like black people as a whole, not saying everybody, but just in general, needs to focus on themselves and mind their business as it relates to other people's lives. Because who you lay down with
people
at night doesn't affect me. It don't make me money.
Exactly.
It doesn't change who I am. It doesn't shine my star any brighter than it already shines. Like, what you do in your personal life has nothing to do with me. As long as you're happy, as long as you're healthy, as long as you do no harm to yourself or others, mind your business. Because we have so much business to mine, and we have to stop separating ourselves from one another, because dividing we fall. which is what's happening now. We have to support one another because everybody in their family has somebody that's gay. Everybody in their family has somebody that's committed crimes. Everybody in their family has had, you know, experiences that may not necessarily be perfect, but it's what makes you who you are. And it's what allows you to be who you are. So it's like if we're so focused on everybody's faults, everybody's past, what they've done, what they're doing, when do I have time to focus on myself to build myself or build my family?
Right. Like, they don't want to because that's...
Then they have to do that self-reflection, and then they have to realize that their flaws are stuff that they need to work on, and they rather not work on themselves. They rather criticize others to make themselves feel good at the end of the day. Because if that person is a better sinner than I am, I'm going to point that out. So nobody's going to see that I'm a sinner because this person is a bigger sinner than me.
Right, right. And that's why people have gone so crazy over the last 2 years because they actually had to sit with themselves. They couldn't go out and have a drink with their friends and pretend like their problems didn't exist. They had to sit in their house with their family, their loved ones, and themselves. And that's the biggest thing. They have to sit with themselves. Sitting with yourself is not the easiest thing to do. Like
you got to look in the mirror.
You people have a problem with that, and that is why cancel culture exists. It's because people are not willing. They want to blame anybody else for the way that they feel about themselves. Like everybody that was triggered by Dave Chappelle, it's not because of Dave Chappelle why they were triggered. They heard something that they felt about themselves already. Like the jokes that he made about the impossible P word, the people that he was talking about feel that way about themselves. So when when somebody brings it to light and when they point it out, they like you walk into and I follow a number of people on social media that are transgender, and the things that they post, they when they walk into a room, they assume that everybody is looking at them like this person knows that I'm trans. Like that's how they feel, and that's such a horrible feeling. But you have to acknowledge the feeling and work on it so that when you hear Dave Chappelle call yourself impossible, whatever, you're like, baby, it is impossible to not love this. Like, that's how you got to feel about yourself. You should not be triggered by the thing that he says, because the reason why we are triggered, because I'm telling you, the only things that triggered me are the things that hurt me that I have not worked on. If I've worked on it and you say it about me, it doesn't trigger me. Like, I wrote I told a story the other day, and for the first time, the story that I told didn't trigger me because I was actively working on being better. And the problem is not Dave Chappelle. The problem is not the baby. The problem is not this person. The problem is not that girl that's supposed to be blackfishing, that she was part of that UK group and singing with Nicki Minaj. They are not the problem. The problem is that we are not willing to look at what the actual problems inside of ourselves and not be triggered by the things that are going on outside of us.
But the problem is also we care too much what people say. I don't give a damn what you say about me. It's not my business. What is it that you say, Daddy, all the time? It's not my business, your opinion of
your
me.
Your opinion of me if you is not
keep that
none
to yourself.
Of my business.
Thank you. Put that to yourself. I don't care what you...
But even if you don't... Even if you don't keep it to yourself, I don't care what you say about me. But the only things that trigger me are the things that I haven't worked on. So.
Well, Daddy, what you think?
I got a little. I've been heated for days. I've been heated.
No.
I've been heated for days. And then I got blocked yesterday. That really set me off.
Oh, my God. People love cancer culture. People love blocking.
Well, you know, my thing is.
Go ahead, Daddy. Sorry.
Hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And, you know, again, it goes back to knowing yourself. And as a person of African descent, it's important that you know yourself, you understand yourself, and that you are proud of yourself, of all the things that you have done that are great and the things that you've done that's not great. Own your footprint. Own your life. Embrace it for what it is, because hurt people will hurt people, and there are people out here who live to cancel because they feel so canceled themselves.
Yeah, right.
Going back to something
right.
that you said before, Sasha, I have gone to, you know, when I was in the Board of Ed, part of my, you know, what I did was director of social studies and cultural education. And at this
mm-hmm.
time, multicultural education included women's history that should have been mm. taught in the classroom. That also meant that I had to go to workshops that basically focused on women's history. And some of the workshops I went to was on abuse, spousal abuse,
mm.
aimed
mm.
towards women. And as mm. I sat in the room, and I heard all of the things that women were saying that men did to them.
Mm.
I did not feel like they were talking to me.
Right.
Because I have never treated your mother. I have right. never treated you or your sister. I've never treated your brother. I've never treated people the way in which they're describing right. the way in which the men
right.
in their life treated them. And so it goes back to the proverb that I threw a rock in a pack of dogs, but the only one that yelped was the one that got hit.
A hit dog will holler. But if you
I never
say
felt
that,
that they were talking to me. They never. I never felt
that.
They were talking. I never
but
felt they were talking
that,
to me.
And if you say that, if you said that to those women, they will say that you're gaslighting them and diminishing how they feel and saying that that their feelings are insignificant because you're making
but,
it seem like that never happened because you didn't do it. And I've had that
but,
argument with people too.
But part of that is very. What they're telling in terms of their stories is that they are sharing their experiences, which they have every
yeah.
right to have. I
right.
do not have a right to tell them or to negate their own personal feelings. I sat and I listened.
Right.
And
right.
sometimes they would look at me, you know, because sometimes I was not only sometimes I might have been the only man in the room. Sometimes I was the only black man in the room. Sometimes I was
mm-hmm.
the only black person in the room.
Oh,
and so
gosh.
They would ask me, what do I think? And I would just say, well, I'm happy that you were able to get over that to become the people that you have become.
Mm-hmm.
Because hurt people hurt. Mm-hmm. And the reason why a man would treat a woman any way like that is because he himself feels inferior. And that he begins
right.
to feel mm-hmm. better about himself
right.
when he
right.
can do to others what is being
what
done,
was done
to, him.
To him.
So that
mm-hmm.
when people are
right.
telling you about what's going on, the reason why you have cancel culture is because you're beginning to press bells in people that's reminding
mm-hmm.
them, you know something, you have work
exactly.
to do on yourself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why everybody and everybody else's business is because they're too afraid to look within to see the Judas that has betrayed them. And they're
mm-hmm.
too afraid and don't realize that the Messiah within them can resurrect them to another life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get caught with the Judas. They get caught with the one that turns you in, the one that betrays you, the one that is always reminding you that you cannot fulfill your divine destiny.
Mm.
And so the human being is interesting, particularly once you're infected by Indo-European inferiority, because even though you may have avoided getting bit by Dracula the vampire throughout the whole movie, once you get bit, you start acting like the vampire.
Mm-hmm. Or you could also look at it like you vicariously are experiencing things and you're traumatized by, you know, trying to remain unbitten. So it changes you completely.
You know, we as a human family are at a crossroads right now. And we should understand what we're facing. I am relieved that the former president is no longer the president of the United States. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm relieved. But I believe that one of the most important things that we have to understand is that the reason why we are in this position today is as much the fault of the Democrats as it is the Republicans. And we
mm-hmm.
all have got to begin to recognize certain things. The Democrats are sly foxes, and Republicans are brute wolves. But Malcolm told us they both belong to the dog family.
Mm.
And it's important for us to understand the reason why the Democratic Party is more advantageous for the African American is because we've taken over that party.
Mm-hmm.
And every other group who I see now is beginning to realize what we told them 60 years ago when we was marching with Dr. King and standing with Malcolm. Now what they're beginning to realize is something very powerful. And to my brothers and sisters who are from India, we told you this 60 years ago. March with us. To brothers and sisters who speak Spanish, we told you 60 years ago, march with us.
Mm-hmm.
We told Asian people in 1886 with the Chinese Exclusionary Act, we told you when they didn't let you bring women to America and that you only could work, I'm talking about Chinese people now, if you weren't working on the railroad, there was only two other jobs you could have, and those jobs were perceived by people of European descent to be women's work, which is the Chinese restaurant and the Chinese laundry. We told you back then, be careful. We told you back in 1990 that you need to have them stop calling you Orientals. And that's where the term Asian American came from. It came from black people telling Asian people. So you say, well, why you call yourself African American? Because you got to identify with land. There is no place called Oriental land. You got to you have to relate back to a land because that's the only thing Europeans understand is the material wealth. And so we told all these groups. We told Muslims. The Arabs, when they first came to America and settled in Michigan and places like that, we said, march with us. And they didn't want to do it. They wanted to be good Americans. Okay, so now they're forbidding you from coming in the country. They're building walls to keep you out of the country. They're doing all sorts of things to you. When we told you 60 years ago, we told you what was going to come. And they said, and we didn't prophesize. Prophets are not psychics. They're just good historians. We've been here 400 years and experienced this beast. And we told you what he was. And now here we are, 2021, and everybody looking around, and now you got the anti-Asian, which they have a right to defend themselves, anti-Asian hate, where they say, when will you stop just loving our food and start loving us? Because they don't love you. They blame you for everything because they fear you. And so here we are in 2021, after 60 years of losing Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, people not paying attention to Fannie Lou Hamer. Fannie Lou Hamer was saying the same thing that Stacey Abrams is saying today. Fannie Lou Hamer said this in 1964. Same exact thing. And now our children are looking at us, and they're saying, yo, but Daddy, you was marching 50 years ago, and you in a worse position now than you were then, because at least back then you knew who your enemy was. They say, you've been marching for 50 years, you're still in the same place. So why are you telling me to march with you now? If it didn't work for you 50 years ago, I don't want to march no more. The only thing that marching does is wears out the soles of my shoes. We got to wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. What you say, Condi K?
That's right.
Time for forward thinking. No more no more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. What's our plan for the next 100 years? Where do we want our children and grandchildren to be in the year 2121? What's our plan? They act the way they act because they act the way they act. You ain't going to change them. They couldn't change if they wanted to. They were born in stupid, they live in stupid, and they stuck in stupid. And the only body that has a problem is us. Because we stupid to think that we got to do something, fam.
That is going to make a difference.
And whatever we do, it has to be to build up our children. It has to be geared towards our babies. It has to be geared towards children that we may never know in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll know us in their libations, and they'll thank mm-hmm. us for what we did. I don't speak truth to power. I speak truth to truth. Because if you had the power, you would have the truth.
Woo, I like that.
Mm. Okay, I like that you
we
like
it. We don't stop it there.
Woo, I like that. Wait, you got to say it one more time. I don't speak truth to power. I speak truth to truth. Because,
that's right.
Go ahead. What was the last part?
Because if power was truth, they would know the truth.
Woo!
When you speak to these people, you're not power. They don't have power. Look at what they've done with their power.
And they know they don't have power.
I don't want that.
That's why they act like that.
We always talk about that's why they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the power.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power. All we got to do is assume it.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
Mm.
Because, you know, people say truth to power. But look at what they did with what they call power. I don't want
mm-hmm.
no civilization like that. I don't want to do to other people what they did to African people, to Hispanic people.
I agree.
I don't want to do that. So why am I going to take something from your hands
like
that I don't want no part of?
If they had power, they wouldn't act like that. Those that have power don't need to tell you every 5 seconds I got power. They don't need to assume power over you because they already have that power.
You know, when your brother used to write the bars, you know, when he used to write music, well, he still does. But when he was writing bars, I used to always tell him, you know, Heru, when I'm listening to a lot of the songs in rap music, it appears that some rappers are putting other rappers down. Talk about how much better they are than them. And I often said, if you really are on your A-plus game, you don't have to tell people that. Just be on your game.
Mm-hmm.
People will know
that's
it.
That's right.
Truth
they
knows
it.
Truth.
Mm.
Truth knows truth. When they hear the bars that you're spitting, and it's nice, you don't have to tell them how good you are. What you're doing proves that you're good. So if you were superior, you don't have to tell me you're superior because the nature of how you act would be superior. But not just that. We should not be trying to be superior over other people. What I want to do is I want to be superior. I want to be a superior Kaaba than the Kaaba of yesterday.
That's right.
And when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to pray that the Kaaba of tomorrow is going to be superior to the Kaaba of today.
That's
I'm
right.
not competing with other people. I'm competing with myself.
Exactly. Myself. There we go.
Exactly. I'm not canceling nobody else. I'm canceling the person. I'm canceling the enemy in my head. That's who I'm
there
canceling.
There we go.
Cancel.
Well, you know, you don't have
to cancel
your head.
The question. Cancel it.
But
cancel
you know,
it.
You don't have to cancel people. When people cancel you, they automatically cancel themselves.
Cancel themselves. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm
you know,
the trash
it's like someone. you know, it's like somebody.
Truth, Daddy.
But hey, listen. Truth knows
truth. That's why you're so dangerous. That's why you're so dangerous.
Hey, let me tell you something, fam. You know, what we're doing now will be treasured in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You mark my words.
Yep.
In 50
years. I'm hoping
years,
that it's still not relevant in 50 years.
No, what I'm saying is the fact that a father and his daughters, every other Tuesday, could come together and have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I be the type of person that I am, and you are the people that you are. It is evidence beyond, it is a preponderance of overwhelming evidence, the power of black love and black family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's evidence. People don't have to ask me. I just tell them tune in every other Tuesday.
That's right.
Because this is what built dynasties. This is what built dynasties. The fact that you could be where you are, and I'm where I am, and yet still we have this type of relationship. Same with your brother. The type of relationship that families have, that they can talk. That became very important, and it goes back, and then I'm going to stop here. And it goes back to something that I've told all of us, not just my children, but also your mother, that when we have our situations that challenge us, and we go back and forth with each other, and we may not be happy with each other, just know that no matter how we may feel at that moment, it will get better because that's what family does. Family's family. We get on each other's nerves. We get up on each other.
Yep.
I am a living witness of what happens when a family collapses. I know what that is. And I also know because of that what you got to do to make sure that it never happens again. And that's what we have to do with black folks. We have to do the same thing with black folks. But most importantly, the first thing that you got to correct, kudos to my brother Michael Jackson, because before you go outside and try to heal other people, you got to heal that man, that woman in the mirror.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you don't have to try to change other people because your leadership quality of doing it yourself will be the example for other people to pick up and say, I saw the brother, I saw the sister, I like her style. She's a human being with vulnerabilities. But no matter how many times Judas falls, Messiah always rises.
Exactly. That's it. Stop it right there.
Heal people, got to heal people.
That's it.
That's a beautiful place to end,
too.
Heal people, heal people.
There we go. And this is a very interesting show. I felt myself getting a little heated for a moment.
That's the emotions of it. That's the emotions of it. You know, you got to talk it out. You got to talk it through. We got to have these sort of conversations in order to heal.
Now let's start having the conversation. And we will be back in 2 weeks.
That's right.
And
looking forward to
our
family.
All right.
Hotep fam.
Hotep fam.